Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Did a hot box on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah. That proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Lakeside, see your proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fare from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later. Right, Friday, July 11th, Bordgosh Energy Theatre. Get you our tickets. There's limited tickets available now. So we're hoping it's going to be a sellout, boys. There's not many left. So we have Shane Todd, Coyle Cobbler announced. There's going to be definitely more people on the stage with us.
Whether we announce them or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, we don't know whether we'll announce them or not, but there's going to be a few surprises on the night. We've big plans for it. So yeah, like I said, there's limited tickets available. Get them now, sell the place out, and we'll have a buzz on the night, yeah? Get up.
And why are you rolling up your sleeves?
Getting a bit warm in here. This room is always warm lately.
We sat out on the balcony there a minute ago with our own, and it was heavy.
Yeah. Do you know what I do hate? The fact that the video studio does be roasting, but where you sitting, the producer's booth does be freezing. I'd be mad jealous.
Yeah, it does be on.
It gets warm in there sometimes.
Yeah, when there's about 14 people in there. Have we got questions?
We do. Okay. Jason from Dublin, living in Kerry.
Okay.
Whoa.
He wants to know. he has a few questions. The first one seems obvious, but we'll give it a go. Do sharks need to take a bath?
What do you mean seems obvious? They are dirty. They could do with a clean.
Have you seen a picture?
Of a dirty shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When? Where?
On documentaries, did it be filthy?
They get washed off by the sea.
No. Fucking, then how come whales have barnacles on them?
He's at the getting you or something. I don't know what that means, but I've seen the whales in your head turning instantly.
Because they move a lot slower than sharks.
And then...
response.
No, there's other... There's
this is like a good tennis match.
Yeah, there's creatures in the sea that have other creatures.
I don't know
creatures.
What any of them means.
I like well, that you made the backhand motion there.
There's creatures in the sea that get other creatures to clean them.
Yep, there is.
So that would imply that there's
oh,
a need.
Oh, God.
We literally said this like two episodes ago.
Yeah, we went through all this.
Yeah, that's class. That's a great fact. I obviously zoned out at that.
This wasn't him. There was another 30 years. There was another fella in there.
That's a great fact.
Working too many hours.
No, but it's like there's fucking classes in the water and in the ocean. Like.
Yeah.
It's like, you lower me, clean me.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
That's how it works, yeah.
That's mad.
But anyways, that would imply that there's a need to clean animals. And I think sharks could do with cleaning. The shark wash. Do you ever see the film Shark Tale with the whale wash? Welcome to Whale Wash, a whale of a wash and the price. Oh my gosh. And it's the two boys and the jellyfish. No?
No, I haven't seen that film.
Good film. But anyways, yeah. What other questions has he got?
Number two, if animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
Oh.
Which animal would constantly complain or give the most sass?
Seagulls.
Oh, cats.
Seagulls.
Cats.
Speaking of me, strike rent the CCJ. The last time I was in there was a seagull up on assault in the CCJ. I wouldn't be surprised. Up there getting legal aid.
Yeah, I ain't good for this.
Seagulls, hound. Seagulls are pricks.
Agreed.
I know we said.
What did you bring to the table, Al?
We said this before, and it's like an ongoing thing. It's going on for about 4 years in the podcast. How are they protected? There's a million of them. There's a million of them. There's so many seagulls.
I'm not sure what the like threshold you have to reach to be protected, but they're obviously part of the ecosystem.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
You can't kill them.
Oh, you're not allowed to kill seagulls, are you? No, didn't know.
They cull the fucking deers in the Phoenix Park every couple of years because the numbers are growing. There's millions of seagulls tearing bins apart and attacking people. Go out and order a smoke cod in Howth. They give you a bleeding, a holy helmet and a fucking smoke cod and off you go and hope for the best.
Shit, they were the mouth, the boy Kelmeron.
The public order unit is had to get a water cannon and new shields. That's what they give you when you order a bleeding Bordeaux out in Howth.
So I think this is the situation, right? They are protected by the EU Birds Directive and the Irish Wildlife Act of 1976, which made it illegal to kill or harm any wild bird. So they're all protected.
By default.
So
we could do a revision of that in my book. Look, I don't want to be promoting animal cruelty, but if somebody...
Well, here we are.
...came out and said, do you think we should cull seagulls?
Do they cull theirs, you were saying?
Yeah. A fella goes in and shoots them.
Yeah, well then, come here, look.
And that's to protect them. Because the more there is, the less food there is, the more competitive they are, more will die out. So they kill a certain number.
But at the same time, I mean, realistically, how many times has a seagull actually impacted your life?
Oh, did you tear the bins apart now?
Oh, they are, yeah.
The place must be in an awful state over the bins.
In town, bro, it's heavy.
I know, yeah.
And they're taking, like, they walk down Grafton Street. People can't have a fucking, what's that called? A Geno's.
Geno's is doing all right, I think. Like,
no, but I mean,
can't have a Geno's.
Yeah, of course Geno's is doing all right.
Over here.
Of course Tino's doing alright, because Teddy's buying one, he's getting the brown Thomas, and he has to go back and buy another one because the seagulls had to take it off him.
Hey, listen to this. I have something for you. Dogs. Because you've seen this.
No, I didn't.
Dogs are getting...
You could have literally said anything.
Dogs.
You go, dogs. Are you seeing this?
You've looked at me like you knew what I was going to say.
Dogs. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, go.
They're evolving.
Yeah, in real time, Owen. No,
like
listen,
a Pokemon.
No, Owen. See in Asia. I think it's in Thailand and all. They're like getting on the bus and all. I swear to God, Owen. And they think they're going to be cycling bikes.
My dog, who has been mentioned on this podcast before.
The dead one.
He got the dart once, two stops, and got off.
You told us this.
Well, I went
come
still.
Here. Did he have a leave card?
Walking from the train station to the school. I was like, coincidence or not? Fair play to you.
Did he have a leave card?
Times before leave cards.
Did he bunk on?
I mean, he's a dog, yeah.
Bunked on,
he's not
yeah.
as evolved as these dogs Terry's talking about.
No, I swear to God, did you read that?
I just seen dogs are evolving. I didn't go into detail.
They're copying humans, like getting on public transport and all because it's more efficient to get somewhere than all the stress. I swear to God, though.
Dogs are eco-friendly. They're reducing the fucking what's that called? Your global paw prints. That's what they're reducing.
But they're apparently going to be cycling and all too now.
They're going to be in the Olympics. Cycling. Imagine getting a crosser off your dog. Imagine that. Imagine ringing your board. Can you collect me? Oh no, I'm stuck in work. And then ringing QC, fly down on the bike and get me, will you?
So dogs have evolved to get the bus in Thailand.
Yeah. And more. That's the only part I'm remembering.
Well, if I go down to 27 and there's a bleeding German Shepherd on it.
I'm just going to Google dogs bus Thailand.
Sorry. You were talking about classes in the sea.
Not even allowed on the bus in Thailand.
What's the pecking order on the bus if the dog's sitting in the seat? Does the dog have to group and give you the seat? You know when you grow up and an elderly person gets on and you're like, you have to give them the seat.
If you're on the bus and the dog gets on, you have to group for the dog, I think.
And you have to give the dog the seat?
Yeah, I think so.
No, man. What's the pecking order? I'm not saying Rosa Parks.
How cute the dog is. If it's a German Shepherd, you can stand.
I'm not saying Rosa Parks. I'm genuinely being like elderly Jack people. Was... Elderly people and pregnant women are the top of the food chain.
Yeah, top
on
tier.
The bus. Yeah. After that, it's a free for all,
including dogs.
No, I'm lying. Next to that is a woman with a pram. You have to let her sit. I know the pram has its own spot, but she should be sitting beside the pram. Yeah.
Yeah, but that. Has,
and then after that, free for all. Free for all.
Yeah. Could be.
Don't give a bollocks. If you're on crutches, you can stand.
You actually have a better chance of standing than us if you have crutches.
Right.
What?
You have more things to hold you up.
Yeah, but you're on a bus.
Yeah, true. Just a little
more.
Are we sitting on this fella?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
If they could be upscaled to become relatively the same size, which animal would be deadliest if pitted in a 1v1 death match?
We told us.
Dome style.
What style?
Jason says he thinks a bear-sized scorpion would be terrifying.
What style did he say?
deathmatch blood dome style.
Jack Russell, a polar bear sized Jack Russell wins every fucking against anyone.
Don't let you out.
The only thing that's against a Jack Russell, it has the heart, it has the aggression, it just doesn't have the size. That's the only thing. Pound by pound, it could be the best dog for a fight.
A bee. Is that an animal, yeah? That you can put that in that bracket, I mean. You're not going to say it's an insect, no?
It can be both.
Okay. So a bee the size of a bird, though. That stings you a dead.
What about the bear the size of a bee?
Is he not too small? You could slap
imagine
him.
That. Imagine how strong that would be. It's like Ant-Man. You ever seen Ant-Man? No? All right, doesn't matter.
Is no one else afraid of bees, no?
Not like
certain
you.
In situations. I'd be wary of
it. I'm bad, boys. Look, I'd embarrass you heavily, on. Heavily, like, I'm bad afraid of bees. And then imagine a bee the size of a bear coming at you. Oh, that's my worst fear. I feel sick.
How do you feel about wasps?
Wasps are worse.
I call them all bees.
Yeah.
If they buzz, they fly, they've a few stripes.
Joe McGuckin does that as well. Because he has something where he can't
distinguish, like.
He claims he's never seen a wasp or something like that.
No, I
wasps know the difference.
Wasps are like muscular bees.
No, bees are like muscular wasps.
No, wasps are the kind of longer ones, aren't they? Bees are the fatter ones. Yeah.
Bees are more hairy, I think.
Yeah. But the wasp has, you can kind of, what's the breakdown of the body? Isn't it the bottom part? It's called something, and then you have to fucking.
Is it just the abdomen?
No, it's a break. It's broken into three sections. But bees are just like, bees are like fellas you see sitting there at the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah? Little birdles.
Yeah.
It's the abdomen.
And then what's the bottom part where the stinger is?
Abdomen.
The whole thing is called the abdomen.
Yeah.
Right. Wasps look like they go to gym.
Yeah.
So that's where I was coming from. That's the difference.
And wasps are angry.
They're all angry.
They're all
this
sucking
whole idea that a bee won't sting you, a wasp is like, I've been stung by them all.
Did anyone ever say to you, a bee won't sting you?
Yeah, that was the rumour years ago.
The rumour.
That was the rumour back in the day, on. Bees won't sting you. Bees won't sting you. Wasps will sting you.
Bees won't sting you unless you absolutely have to, because if a bee stings you, it dies.
Yeah. And why do wasps die?
No.
Really, yeah?
The wasps can do as they wish.
Legends.
Yeah, I've been stung by both anyways.
I got stung by a bee there on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How bad was it? Tell the truth.
Charged you 20 quid for a jar of honey.
Will you stay here for this?
That joke.
Oh, he walked right into that. But anyways, yeah. Wasps.
Right, Jason's getting away from the animals.
No.
Thank God.
Did we not put a ban on animals?
They're all.
Yeah.
For the record, they're all angry because they're all stuck in your gaff.
Yeah.
They're all stuck in your gaff. They come in through a bleeding 2-inch fucking gap in the window, and then you open the whole window and they can't get out. Yeah. It wrecks me head.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having that.
That's why they're angry, and they're just bouncing off the window, and you're like, pal, just literally go that way to the left.
Just
bang.
Catch them and put them out yourself.
Why not put my hand on a wasp? You imagine, man.
Tub or something and catch
them. Yeah, for that. You hoosh them out.
You get the bleeding teeth out. Yeah. Just give them a little slap on the hole with it.
Yeah.
The washbox.
Then he hits the windowsill and he's like on his back. Oh, me neck. Last. He's looking for a claim and all. Me up in ward representing parents. The bee sitting there in the dock with a neck brace on.
That's a cracker, though. Ah, me neck.
Jim, I said, didn't be lying there with their legs and all. Be like, pal. Oh, this was preventable. Oh. What are they on great content there with that chaser fella?
That's a belt. That's him doing a neck brace on that.
The bee, you know what I mean? Stuck. I'm off work now, 6 weeks. Sick. Me there trying to defend, Harry. He opened the window. He put me 100% strike rate on the line. Oh,
that was funny. That was funny, y'all. That was funny.
All right, next one. I suspect you might both have an answer to this. This seems like something that, we'll see. Have you any weird eating habits? This is from Larry. Like having to eat a certain part of the food first. He has to eat the outside chocolate on a Kit Kat chunky first.
I know what he's on about, the little
and
ledge.
When he gets nuggets from McDonald's, if he's not in public, he'll eat the batter first.
If he's not
and he
in
says,
public.
Before you say it, Terry, I know. It's childish.
Oh, that's very childish, Sean. Oh, so that's very childish.
He's shamed by the way he eats his chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Because he's changing it in public.
He knows the world won't accept him for who he is.
All right.
Believe it or not, I bet you a lot of people. Yeah. That was a bit deep, wasn't it?
Not really.
He's at the coming out.
Yeah, him coming out, yeah.
So what do? You definitely have something weird like that.
I do that with the Kit Kat Chunky, but it's only the ledge. There's a little window ledge.
Yeah.
On the edge of a King Kat. No.
Yeah.
King Kat?
I can't even remember the last time I seen a Kit Kat.
No, I'm wrong. I'm on about, you know, when you got a four stick Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Sometimes you break and you get the window ledge.
Yes.
I eat that window ledge first, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I get what he means.
With a Kit Kat Chunky? I'm weird. What do we do that's weird?
Boys, I just eat. I don't have a routine or a ritual. I just eat.
You do.
And I know people that like when they get, like they might get say chicken and chips and they're like, oh, I'm going to eat all my chips first. Then I'm going to eat my chicken. I'm like, I just, whichever's the nearest thing to grab.
I know people that don't eat, like if they have like chips and beans and sausages and eggs, if they touch each other, they have to go. But you're going to eat them all separately.
Yeah. Mental shit.
That is childish.
Thanks. Like
if it's on your plate, it's getting it.
That is it.
That's the whole point.
But like you're going to eat them all separately, but if they touch, you can't eat them.
Makes no sense. Hey, people that don't eat the crusts on the pizza as well. That's childish. Leaving the crusts in the box. You don't do that?
So, yeah, not all.
It can be hard work.
Yeah, it's more so.
Back to it later.
It leaves space for me.
For what?
The dough balls. And the chicken kickers.
You're bleeding, honestly, mate.
Yeah.
Don't be ordering food if you can't finish it.
I know someone who'll remain nameless because they do listen to this, but used to eat their Chinese, always got sweet and sour chicken, and they'd eat chicken and the sauce first on its own, and then they'd eat the boiled rice separately.
That's... Why would you not mix them? You're supposed to mix all them.
I know. I made this point many, many times.
Separate.
I mean, listen to me.
And the boiled rice last.
That is fucking crazy.
Yep, it's a strange one. Yep. So,
and I hope he listens, and I hope he knows they're fucking talking about me.
Ah, here he is, McGinty.
McGinty.
What's three things or services you think you could not live without?
Spotify.
You could use Apple instead.
No.
Okay.
I had this conversation a few weeks ago. Spotify is £15, and I said to someone. This exact conversation, I said to someone, I said, if they up that price at a score, I'd still pay. That's how much I use it. And the next day I got an email, they went from 15 to 16. I was like, yeah, I don't care. There's plenty of wiggle room there. I'll keep going. Because I use it so much, Alan, that if you say it's £20, I'd be like, yeah, I easily get £20 worth a month over. Spotify.
Yep.
Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon?
Fire Stick. Dodgy Fire Stick.
It's hard to argue with two of them. Because I would have said Netflix and now that you said the dodgy stick. And I don't even have one. It's just when I see people using them and the options of films that they have, it's better than Netflix, isn't it? So I'd say if I had one, I'd go with a dodgy stick.
Would you not have said your car or something like that?
Oh, you can pick out and me phone.
Your phone, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with you using having them?
Yeah, because you said a service. Is a car a service to you? Like, I thought a service is something that you pay for and you get. You know what I mean? Whereas I'm driving the car.
Well, I said things or services.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah. Oh, well, then you hit the car, the motor's in there. Jesus.
Phone, PlayStation, Call of Duty, you know.
I drop Amazon for the car.
Shoes?
Shoes for what?
Oh, and you can't be fucking acting the bollocks now, you mean?
Oh, you're going too deep.
You are.
You're gone.
So you're saying clothes?
Shoes is too deep.
Your family, your
shoes
friends,
too deep.
Food.
I didn't say anything.
Love, friendship.
Right, Dan from Clonakilty.
Like the Russia?
That's in Cork.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're
both correct. You're
better
than that.
No, I dropped that one. The way the skipper in.
He says, the missus asked me today, wouldn't I love to know how many bottles of formula we made our son with the incorrect amount of scoops owing to tiredness? And it got me thinking about a question that haunts me often. I once bought a blue t-shirt from TK Maxx. It was the nicest, softest cotton, real high quality and deep blue. A beautiful t-shirt. I wore it twice and then washed it and put it on the line outside the house to dry. I went to town and came back around 4 hours later to find my blue shirt was gone. All the rest of my shit clothes were still on the line, but my perfect blue t-shirt was gone. I searched the whole terrace. It hadn't blown away, wasn't in a ditch, wasn't stuck in a tree, just disappeared, never to be seen again. What happened to it and where is it now? So that's the question that haunts Dan. And his question to you is, what's the question you would love to be able to have the answer to immediately? Not the big questions like, is there alien life, but the small shit, like instant knowledge. For example, where are the keys I lost when I was 16? And you get a mental image of the landfill they ended up in. It drives me nuts knowing that everything I ever lost still exists somewhere, but for all intents and purposes, is forever unknowable and unfindable.
What a question.
Great question. And do you know what I'm going to say? His boat through that t-shirt do. His boat through that t-shirt do. My boat does that all the time.
If he's talking about washing boys, what's the crack with stockings just not coming back in pairs?
That as well, yeah.
Because they can't all be stuck in the washing machine. It'd break.
But how are they getting stuck in the washing machine? Like, where in the washing machine had he gone? Yeah, there's a drum.
Someone said to me years ago, like, it gets caught or something in the... But I'm like, every time stockings go in the wash, at least one guy's missing. Every time. Every time.
I promise him.
And that Nike stockings, boys.
His board threw that t-shirt out. But this as well. Is there a part of the washing machine that just collects the stockings then? Like the drawer, you just pull that out. Oh, there they all are.
I feel like that's a question every week. How is there only one of them stockings that are coming out?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a question every single week.
Yeah, but it shows up eventually, or else you'd have.
No, it doesn't.
How would it show up if it's gone missing in the wash?
It hasn't gone missing in the wash. It's just rolled up in some other part of the bundle of clothes. Otherwise, you'd have to keep buying new socks every few weeks.
You do.
Like, we do.
All right. Really?
Yeah, bro. Serious.
Do you know?
Oh, look, I'm a frequent stocking boy, I like.
Do you not know?
They show up.
I don't know. Are you allowed to ask, like, oh, that board who I was texting at 17, if I had a blade and shot me shot, would you say, yeah? You're allowed to find out for that. That's a deep one.
The one that got away. Deep one.
Probably borderline.
What, the one that got away?
Maybe that is too deep for this question.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Amy, I'm fuming.
Yeah.
Why do you want to know that?
Personally, I wouldn't antagonise Amy.
No.
I just get the feeling.
Oh, she gives me an awful lot. She does.
I'd say she takes no messing.
Oh, no, no prisoners. What was the question?
Well, what's the one small question you'd like answered? What if I had left that caterpillar alone?
See, do you have, like, I was saying to you, when you went to college, mm-hmm. did you have, like, a choice in, like, I could do this or I could do that? And be like, what have I done that? Do you know when you have them little sliding door moments?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I interviewed for a company and... I would have had to go down to the country for a year to college down there. And I was thinking, imagine I took it. I was that close to taking it.
Yeah.
What would my life be now if I took that? Now, come here. I'd still have, like, Harper was born. I was still seeing Amy. I was still living at home. But, like, I would have had to literally upend my whole life for that year to go down to, can't remember where it was, somewhere down the country. And then you were guaranteed a job with that company. I was like, imagine I took that.
Would have stayed there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That close. That's what I'd like to know. What if on that, if I took that job? So that's it for Talking More Bollocks. Send all your questions to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. That's the email.
Yeah, don't forget to get your tickets for July 11th.
July 11th, Friday night. Shane Todd, Kyla Cobbler, Terence Power, Calvin O'Brien, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and more to be. I don't know. Are we announcing?
More to be probably announced, but probably not.
More will be there.
Yeah.
More will be there, whether that announced or not, there will be more people there.
Yeah. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went there and wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sussed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram @thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINGBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later. Right, is that it?
Yep.
Take us out then now.
Boom!
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Why are you waiting?
The Hypnotic.